You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. I'm so glad to be with you. Today is Sunday, July 31st. I'm going to talk today about a movie I just got to see with one of my best friends, Kenny Adams. And we went to the Warren Theater here in Moore, Oklahoma. And we saw the IMAX version, 3D version of Star Trek Beyond. Star Trek Beyond. I've been a Star Trek fan since the 60s. And when I was in high school, I particularly had this memory that after school, my friend Robert and I would come to my house, and we didn't have a job, and, you know, things were slow in our little small town. And we would study, but we'd also watch reruns of Star Trek. Now, this Star Trek episodes, you know, came out in the mid-60s, maybe 65, 66. And by the time we were in high school, maybe 71, 72, around that time, it was already in reruns. And so we were catching the reruns because I didn't really care for it that much when I was younger. But then when I got to be a little bit older, I really started to fall in love with the characters and the sci-fi aspects of Star Trek. And so I've been a Trekkie, if you want to call it that way, not hardcore like a lot of my friends, but I have enjoyed myself with Star Trek. And so when they came out with new Star Trek movies, of course, I enjoyed Star Trek The Next Generation on TV. I enjoyed Deep Space Nine. I enjoyed Voyager and so many others. It just was a lot of fun, all these different franchises of Star Trek. And then when they started making recent times movies about Star Trek, especially the ones starring Chris Pine, these are just really fantastic. I enjoyed the ones with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. Don't get me wrong. Those are great. I love them. I loved all aspects. I enjoyed Data, you know. I enjoyed the Borg. I enjoyed Jean-Luc Picard. I like all those characters, okay? And so when we get into the story of Star Trek, where Chris Pine is playing William Shatner, William Tiberius Shatner, he was a star. William Shatner was a star, wasn't he, in the 60s. Okay, James T. Kirk. James Tiberius Kirk. Okay, I got to get my characters and people right. So when this came out, I really enjoy the franchise. Plus, the graphics and computer-generated stuff is so much nicer. So Ken and I went Friday, yeah, and we saw Star Trek at the Warren. Like I said, beautiful theater. Love that theater. If you ever get to go to a Warren theater in Tulsa or Oklahoma City or Wichita and different places they have, it's a fantastic experience. And we got there, ate lunch in the diner, then went to the IMAX movie, put on our 3D glasses, and there we go. So this is just a review today, a short review of this great movie. So I recommend you going to see it. If you go to my blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com, I have some photographs there from the movie, from posters and things you can look at. And I got all of these from Google. Yeah, Google search. And then some of the information I have on here is from the IMDb website. So if you'll go there, you can find out more information about this movie. This movie is directed by Justin Lin. I have no idea who he is or what he's done, but I tell you what, it's a great movie. So I think he really did a great job. It was written by Simon Pegg and also Doug Young. And Simon is also one of the lead actors in this movie. And I was fascinated when I saw his name in the credits. But that's the way it goes. The man is very gifted and very talented. And this movie has been produced by J.J. Abrams. And I hope you know who that is. That's a fantastic name to know. Now, who is in this movie? Starring as James Tiberius Kirk that I said a while ago. Chris Pine. And then Commander Spock is portrayed by Zachary Quinto. Is it Quinto or Quinto? I don't know. Zachary Quinto. And Carl Urban plays Dr. Bones McCoy. Zoe Saldana plays Lieutenant Uhura. Simon Pegg, that I mentioned a while ago, plays Montgomery Scott, or they call him Scotty. He's the chief engineer. John Cho plays Sulu. Anton Yelkin plays Chekhov. And it's sad, at the end of this movie, there was a small tribute to Anton, who was unfortunately killed this past year in a freak car accident at his own home. Somehow he was pinned by his car. The emergency brake slipped or something happened. I'm not really sure what happened, but Anton is no longer with us, and he was just a great actor, and I really enjoyed him. We will miss him, Anton Yelkin. The person that played Crawl was Idris Elba. I'm not sure how to say all these names, folks, so bear with me. Sophia Boutella played Jayla. I really liked her character. She was a lot of fun. Joe Taslim played Manus. And Lydia Wilson played Calera. These are some of the characters. There's a whole bunch more characters in this movie, but those are the main ones. Again, go to my webpage, chuckfavoritethings.com, and you'll see photographs of J.J. Abrams and the Star Trek crew. Just a fun movie to go see. What else can I tell you real quickly? You know, if you like sci-fi, if you like Star Trek, if you like, especially if you like 3D and you like IMAX, man, what an experience it was. The music is great in this film. They have a few drop back movies. I mean, they had a few tunes from the 60s or 70s that came out and that was played in the movie. And that's a whole other story by itself. But it's really cool how they tapped into some of our modern culture now and used some of that music in the future of this movie. So this is taking place in, you know, the year 22, whatever, you know. So great movie. I highly recommend it. Star Trek Beyond. Just a short review. Go there and check it out. And I think if you go see it, you won't be disappointed. A lot of action, a lot of comedy in this one. Not stupid humor, but, at the point, really nice. One of my favorite things is where Bones asks Bach, he says, you put a tracking device on your girlfriend? You'll have to see the movie to understand what I'm talking about. Also, at the end of this movie, there was a really short tribute, just as it said, dedicated to Leonard Nimoy, who passed away this past year as well. So, two leading characters that have been in this movie before are no longer with us, and we will miss them. So, Star Trek Beyond, I think it's a good movie. Go see it. And that'll be the end of my review. Thank you today so much. I really mean it. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Chuck's Favorite Things. You know we are inspiration and motivation from movies, music, memories, and more. And so until tomorrow, this is Chuck Whetstone signing out. Bye-bye.